This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, August 4th. With more than 1,900 ETFs listed in the U.S., it's getting more difficult for ETF providers to distinguish themselves. Pacer is offering ETFs that follow trends. Here's Sean O'Hara, president of Pacer ETFs Distributors.
If you're confused or don't know what to do, a trend-following strategy is a great position in a portfolio as a complement to some of your other holdings.
O'Hara says Pacer's ETFs are complicated and are primarily distributed through financial advisors who understand their clients' needs and risk tolerance. An example is a Pacer Global High Dividend ETF ticker, PGHD. O'Hara discusses the ETF's methodology.
We screen for free cash flow yield, which is a fundamental that you can't really lie about on your balance sheet. Your free cash flow or your free cash flow yield is what it is. And then what we do is we weight by dividends paid instead of market cap. And market cap as a weighting mechanism is the way most ETFs are constructed. And market cap puts the bulk of the weight in the most expensive stocks. So by weighting with something other than market cap, like dividends paid, for example, you automatically lower the valuation. And then the second thing we do in our ETF is we cap the holdings at 2%. So I don't want a company to be 15% of my index or my ETF and have a big position that I could get blown up on.
PGHD was launched in February and has $17.8 million in total assets with an expense ratio of 60 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.